Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we are in the Gospel of Mark in the New English Translation of the Bible. And we are in chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. And it says this: Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, also came to him and asked him, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us, if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, that man must marry the widow and father the children for his brother." There were seven brothers. The first one married, and when he died, he had no children. The second man married her and died without any children, and likewise the third. None of the seven had children. Finally, the woman died too. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For all seven had married her. Jesus said to them, "Aren't you deceived for this reason because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. Now, as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses in the passage about the bush how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this interaction and for this snapshot into what life will be like on the other side. When we are in our resurrected bodies, there's new heavens, new earth. We're not given in marriage, and we, in other places, says we'll be like angels. And so thank you for that. Thank you that life is going to be different on the other side, and I confess it's hard for me to understand what that would be like. But I know that the point of what the Sadducees were saying here was undermined or undergirded by this belief that a resurrection did not exist, that there could never be resurrection. And so, Lord, that's the key in which you are trying to expose what they're really asking. And so, Lord, thank you so much again just for the way that you interact with people on this earth, the way that you talk to them, you ask questions, and I love that about you. But more than that, Lord, I just pray for those today who need some resurrection in their lives. You say that God said, "I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, I am the God of Jacob, and that there is a resurrection. You also said that you are the resurrection and the life, and that no one comes to the Father but by you. And so we stand today in need of resurrection. We are in need of understanding afresh that death does not have its final word. As I pray this today, I have a friend going through surgery, and it's one of those difficult, scary surgeries. And I know that life can hang so quickly in the balance between life and death. And so, Lord, I pray for those today who have loved ones who are sick, or maybe they're sick themselves and they are facing an uncertain future. And Lord, we rest. We choose right now to rest our minds, to keep our minds on you, because you will keep them in perfect peace, those of us who put our minds on you, that you would keep us in that place of peace, and that we would understand that you are that resurrection and that death is not having the final say anymore. Lord, forgive us for giving into fear about death. You have conquered it already, and you have secured our position in heaven. You have bought our lives with a price, and we are going to glorify you in our bodies and in our lives because of what you've done. Lord, I pray for those who have loved ones who have passed away in the past year, who are grieving that loss. And it's a large loss, Lord, because people are important. And if we love well, we will miss well. And if we love well, we will grieve well. So, Lord, help us to remember that nothing is impossible with you, and that you raise the dead, just as you did when you walked this earth and you raised Lazarus to life, and you raised so many to life. And even when you died, it's pretty amazing to me that people resurrected even around that time. So, Lord, you are the God of the living. You are the great I am. So we choose to rest in you because of that. Thank you for that, Lord. And please just be with all of us who mourn today, who grieve those who have been left grieved as we are ones who are left behind, Lord. We love you. We need you. We praise you. We worship you. We give you our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me. I'm grateful for your listening. And if you could leave a quick review on iTunes or Stitcher, that would really help the podcast get into the hands of many more. So thank you so much in advance and have an amazing day.